Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 8 this morning with verses 21 through 30. Jesus said to them again, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below, and I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. So today in John 8, verses 21 through 30 presents a gripping exchange between Jesus and the Pharisees, emphasizing themes of belief, identity, and the urgency of spiritual insight. In this passage, Jesus predicts his departure, indicating that the religious leaders will seek him but will not be able to find him, highlighting the spiritual blindness that besets them. He asserts a stark contrast between his origin and theirs, proclaiming, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world." This demonstrates Jesus' divine authority and his unique relationship with God the Father. The Pharisees, steeped in their understanding of the law, struggle to grasp his identity as the Messiah. Their inability to perceive his true nature leads to a powerful statement from Jesus. "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." This agonizing warning underscores the necessity of faith in Christ for salvation, bringing to light the serious implications of disbelief. As Jesus continues, he speaks of the words he has spoken, testifying to the truth of his mission and his origins. His statements draw attention to the unity between himself and the Father, reinforcing the idea that understanding Jesus is vital for grasping divine truth. This passage culminates in a moment of revelation for those who are open to listening. The profound interplay of light and darkness, belief and disbelief, encapsulates the core of Jesus' ministry. His invitation to know him serves not just as a declaration of his identity, but also as a challenging directive for his listeners. Ultimately, John 8, verses 21 through 30 provokes reflection on the nature of faith, the search for truth, and the recognition of who Jesus truly is. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And today is a novena, day 3, for the repose of the soul of Mike Bartlett and his brother Tommy Bartlett. They died within 6 months of one another. We are praying for their souls today. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray this in the precious blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 8. It's verses 21 through 30. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza strong. It's titled, "You Will Die in Your Sin." In the quiet of the morning light, among the gathered throng so bright, Jesus spoke with words profound. In the temple, his voice would resound. Where I go, you cannot follow now, but later you shall learn to know how. You seek me, yet in sin you dwell, for those who walk in darkness fell. The crowd in confusion questions arose. Who is this man? What does he propose? They pondered his words, each line, each tone, unveiling truths that shook them to the bone. From above I come, and to the Father I'll return. In the light of his love your hearts shall yearn. When you lift up the Son, the truth shall be clear. In his presence faith conquers all fear. His words pierce the hearts of those who would hear. You do not know me, the end is near. But I speak what I hear from the one who is true. The Father's love shines in all that I do. Some began to believe, a flicker of light. In the midst of their doubt, a hope shining bright. With each passing moment, the message unfurled. Salvation and grace for every weary world. Thus, in a verse, says stretched from the heart of the wise, a testament unfolds where faith shall arise. For those who heed the call of his voice, in the promise of love, we all have a choice. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's March 24th, 2026. I'm recording this morning at 4:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, in Jesus' sweet name, as we often do, thinking that you will die in your sin unless you call on and believe that Jesus is the I Am. The I Am, the one and only Son of God. Amen. Salvation is real. Confess it, believe it, have the faith, and find you being given back a hundredfold in what God asks of all of us. As we close in his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.